CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 17th of September, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Strategic Priorities. RSGB 2023 Convention. YOTA Month. The RSGB Board has chosen four strategic priorities for the Society to focus on until the 2024 AGM. These are the growth of amateur radio, membership of the RSGB, spectrum and licensing, and ensuring the continued financial stability of the Society. These priorities will set the framework for the RSGB's activities over the coming months. Both headquarters staff and volunteers across the range of RSGB teams will be involved in planning how best to implement these four priorities. Look out for further details in the coming weeks. The RSGB 2023 convention has a great speaker program, and there are also some fantastic forums to take part in. The RSGB HF and VHF forums will take place on Sunday and on Saturday in conjunction with ICQ podcast. The RSGB is offering convention attendees the chance to discuss two important topics. The first will challenge you to consider and take responsibility for the issues within amateur radio today. For example, is amateur radio just about what you like? Should someone else fix the issues you see? The second forum will focus on QRM and how both newcomers and experienced radio amateurs can sometimes feel frustrated or discouraged by on-air activities. In both forums, you can discuss personal experiences, share ideas, and help to promote positive interactions with fellow radio amateurs. You will leave with a notepad full of ideas. The only way to participate in these forums is to be at the convention. So do book your package or tickets now. Full information about the updated program, speakers, the drop-in build-a-thon, and the social scene are on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/convention. December is Youngsters on the Air, YOTA month, and is an exciting opportunity for you, your club, school, or social group to host an amateur radio station with the aim of getting youngsters active on the amateur bands. Once approval from Ofcom is received, the RSGB will provide access to the special call sign Golf Bravo 23 YOTA, and a full list of operating slots will be made available on QRZ.com. These slots will be first come, first serve, so check your calendars and reserve your place as soon as possible. If you'd like to register your interest for YOTA month or simply ask for further information, you can email Jamie, M0SDV, at yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB Learning Team is calling out for your help. It's looking for volunteers to get involved in the development, implementation and relaunching of the new Discovery Challenge, which is a revamp of the individual scheme from the Beyond Exams initiative. The team is proposing to split the activities into three levels: Explorer, Adventurer and Master. If you'd like to help out with these exciting changes or would like just to share some ideas or feedback, you can contact Mark Burrows, 2E0SBM, the Beyond Exams Coordinator, at bravoecho.coordinator@rsgb.org.uk. The UK 6 Meter Group's 2023 AGM will be held via Zoom on Sunday the 8th of October from 6 p.m. BST. The brief formal part of the meeting will be followed by a talk by Antoine 3D2AG entitled Extending 6-meter DX Boundaries from the Heart of the South Pacific. Zoom details have been emailed to members. Non-members will be welcome to join the call but will not be able to vote on AGM business. For more information about the group, visit uksmg.org. The popular Railways on the Air weekend, coordinated by Bishop Auckland Amateur Radio Club, usually takes place on the weekend closest to the 27th of September each year. This date celebrates the anniversary of the first steam-powered passenger railway journey, which took place on the 27th of September 1825. The first passenger train ran on a line in northeast England from Darlington to Stockton. This year, the event will run on the weekend of the 23rd and 24th of September, with lots of special event stations on the air. For more information, to register, and to see a list of stations taking part, visit romeooscartangoalpha.bravoalpharomeoalphacharlie.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday, the 24th of September. The venue will be Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 5, 8 Alpha Lima. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items and vehicle spares. For more information, visit hackgreen.co.uk or contact Cold War at hackgreen.co.uk. Any last minute news will appear on facebook.com/hotelgolfsecretbunker. The Bury St Edmunds Radio Rally will also take place on Sunday the 24th of September. The venue will be Ruffham Tower Museum, postcode India Papa 327 Quebec Bravo. The doors will be open from 8 a.m. for traders and from 9:30 a.m. for the public. The entrance fee will be £3. The event will feature trade stands, tabletop sales, bring and buy, local clubs displays, an RSGB bookstall and Rainet. Refreshments will be available from the museum's cafeteria. Please direct inquiries to rally2023@bravo-sierra-echo-alpha-romeo-sierra.co.uk. Nearer home, the Western Supermare Radio Society Radio and Electronics Rally will take place on Sunday the 24th of September. The venue will be the Campus Community Centre, Wirral, Western Supermare, postcode Bravo Sierra 247 Delta X-ray. The doors will open at 10 a.m. and entry will be £3 per person. Under 16s will be admitted free of charge. Free parking and refreshments will be available. For more information or to book a table, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com or call 07871-034-206. And still on Sunday the 24th, Biggleswade Swap Meet and Auction will take place at the Weatherley Centre, Eagle Farm Road, Biggleswade, postcode Sierra Golf 18, 8 Juliet Hotel. Doors will open at 9:30 a.m. Entry costs £8. The auction starts at 12:30 p.m. Bring and buy, hot food and ample parking will be available. To book tables or for further information, email Jeremy, G8MLK, via Juliet Echo, Zulu, Zulu Echo, Romeo, numeral 3, at hotmail.com. Now the special event news. Special call sign Tango India 70 Romeo Charlie will be active until the 30th of December to celebrate the 70th anniversary of the radio club The Costa Rica TI0RC, founded on the 29th of September 1953. QSL via Logbook of the World. Special events call sign DM23BUGA is active until the 8th of October. The suffix stands for Bundesgartenschau, the biennial horticulture show and festival that is taking place in Mannheim this year. All QSOs will be confirmed automatically via the Bureau, direct cards will be managed via DL2VFR. Now the DX news. Claudio HB9OAU is active as Sierra Victor 5 / Hotel Bravo 9 Oscar Alpha Uniform for Carpathos Island, EU001, until the 21st of September. He's operating SSB, CW, RITI and FT8 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, EQSL, or direct to his home call. Ken, KH6QJ, is active as Tango 32 Alpha Zulu from Christmas Island, OC024, until the 17th of October. QSL via K6QJ, direct, or via the Bureau. And John, VK1POR, is active on Deal Island, OC195, until the 1st of December. He often uses FT8 on the HF bands and uploads his log to EQSL and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, 17th of September, the 70 Megs Affiliated Societies contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the IRTS 70 SEMS Counties contest runs from 1300 to 1330 UTC using SSB and FM on the 70 SEMS band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. EI and GI stations also give their county. And the IRTS 2-meter Counties contest runs from 1300 to 1500 UTC using SSB and FM on the 2-meter band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. EI and GI stations also give their county. And finally, on the 17th of September, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint PSK 63 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using PSK 63 on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's serial number. On Monday the 18th of September, the RSGB FT4 contest runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using FT4 on the 80, 14, 20 meter bands, the exchange is your report. On Tuesday the 19th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday the 21st, the 70 Megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 23rd and ends at 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 24th of September. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report in CQ zone, the UK is in zone 14. On Sunday the 24th of September, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 24th, the Practical Wireless 70 Megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC using all modes on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 14th of September, 2023. While our terrestrial weather this week was variable, it seems our space, rather, was equally unsettled. We warned last week that it wouldn't take much to cause the KP index to rise, and on Tuesday a coronal mass ejection hit the Earth, sending the KP index to 5.67. The BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field tipped sharply south for a long duration, causing visible aurora to be seen across the north of the UK and as far south as Cornwall. This really hit HF quite hard, and good signals were scarce. Unsettled radio conditions continued into Wednesday, bringing the maximum usable frequency, over at 3,000 kilopascals, down to below 18 megs for most of the day. The KP index was still around 3 or 4 on Thursday, but maximum usable frequencies were recovering, and were around 28 megs over 3,000 kilometres by lunchtime. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will start the week around 165 and then decline as the week progresses, perhaps ending at around 145 to 150. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be quiet, at least until the 23rd, when the KP index could rise to 4. But at this point in the solar cycle, the risk of a solar flare and subsequent CME remains high every day, so watch solarham.net for up-to-date information. And finally, a new paper by NASA's Lisa Upton and David Hathaway indicates that sunspot maxima is now forecast to be in the autumn of 2024. They predict a maximum sunspot number of 135, plus or minus 10, which is slightly larger than cycle 24's maximum of 116.4, but well below the average of 179 for solar cycles 1 to 23. And now the VHF and UP propagation news. Tropo conditions are still present over southern areas today, 17th. However, by early next week, low pressure will be a dominant force, and the coming week looks very unsettled, with rain and quite strong winds at times. This means that any tropo, either across the southern North Sea or down across Biscay, will not last beyond this weekend, ending today, 17th. The unsettled low-pressure driven weather will mean that rain scatters a distinct possibility on some of the more active days. The other propagation modes are the usual fallbacks of meteor scatter using random meteors and aurora, which may not be too far-fetched in view of the geomagnetic activity and visible auroras experienced recently. The September Epsilon Perseids meteor shower has already peaked earlier in the month, but a few lingering meteors may give some truly random radio reflections. Last week there were indications that this normally quiet period after the August Perseids and the forthcoming October Draconids can provide some interest for persistent meteor scatter enthusiasts. During this coming equinox week, the moon will reach its lowest declination of the month on the 22nd and 23rd. This point also coincides with the moon being in Sagittarius, so the sky noise will be very high. This will make moon bounce operations particularly difficult towards the end of the week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news for the southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 70.475 megs from 7pm. Wednesday sees a net on 145.250 megs from 7pm. Contact is Bravo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie at protonmail.com. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury from 7.30pm. On Wednesday, there will be club nets on 28.360 megs at 8pm and on 70.425 megs at 9pm. Contact is keith.m0tmo at btinternet.com or www.bvars.org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Also on Thursdays there are nets on 70.4 megs from 7pm and on 145.375 megs from 8pm. Contact is sueinfo@fras.co.uk. On Tuesdays, Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club has a net on 433.475 megs from 8pm. The net moves to 145.475 megs on Wednesdays from 8pm. A 10-metre net on 28.405 megs is held on Thursdays from 8pm. The club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is matt2e0fnt0730554-9614. On Saturday, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Baptist Church, Shepton Mallet, from 7.30pm. Chris Levis, G6AKIQ, is the contact. Christopher Lima Alpha Victor India Sierra numeral 3 at gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club has changed its venue. It now meets at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. For more information about the club, visit novemberbravoalfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Dave, G7BYN, is the contact on 07533 933 831. On Wednesday, Taunton and District Amateur Radio Club will be having a net on 145.4 megs from 7:30 p.m. The club's CW WhatsApp group also meets on Wednesday at either 6:45 p.m. or 8 p.m. Contact is treasurer.tdarclub@gmail.com. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Daily nets are held at 10:30 a.m. on GB3ZB and on Friday evening at 8 p.m. on 145.450 megs. If you have an interest in amateur radio, you are welcome to visit the club and join in with its nets. psgarc.uk or compact Terry M0TJX via secretary at psgarc.uk. Western Supermare Radio Society has a club meeting on Monday from 7:30 p.m. at the Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. There's a net on Thursday from 8 p.m. via GB3WB. Next Sunday, the club will be holding its 8th Radio and Electronics Rally at the Campus Community Centre, Wirral. For more information, email westonradiosociety@gmail.com. Golf for Whiskey Sierra Mike dot club. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be on the air from Abbey Manor Community Centre, Yeovil. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. In Wales, Aberconfiggan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian, GW4DVB, info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Bury Amateur Radio Society will be meeting to enjoy a talk by Kevin, MX0KXN. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900-560080. Cumbrian District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 446 Juliet Zulu. Contact is Ten Smith, 07411-595-103 or MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Llanidial, Cardiff, postcode CharlieFox.146EchoAlpha at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. During the summer, the club has a regular net on 2 meters SSB. On the 3rd of October, the club will be hosting a talk about SOTA activation. Kevin Nichols, MW0KXN, is a seasoned SOTA activator and will be giving a presentation describing his setup, valuable lessons he's learned, and sharing some photos of recent trips. Please arrive at 6:30 p.m. The talk will begin at 7 p.m. and last around 2 hours. Contact is Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs from 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a meeting at the Society's clubhouse via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniformsierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has now moved to Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode CharlieFox.417SierraYankee. More information about the society can be found by visiting golfwhiskey2foxtrotoscarfoxtrot.co.uk. contact is John, GW4BUZ, on 01443-432-542. Usk Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Glebelands Stadium, Bank Street, Newport, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. The club also meets on the first Saturday of the month at 9:30am at the same address for breakfast and general chat. For more information, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB TRS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB TRS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far as advanced as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10am on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org. The full schedule of GB TRS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB TRS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe from the GB2RS news team.